This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we'll give the Rockies up here a second. It just sounds so ridiculous. I'm just killing your bookmakers, what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. They're going to be begging you for forgiveness.
What if I'm the bookmaker?
And the money's not real. People go, is that why you guys don't gamble that much? I go, one, I don't gamble. Two, I won last night on the Owens Sportsbook. I took the Rockies to win. With the money line.
So it all started a few days ago.
They won.
I asked the question, why have we not just been betting, and why hasn't everybody just been betting?
You pay for Christmas.
The Colorado Rockies to lose every game, considering at that point, what was their record? They had only...
They won nine games.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They've won two
and
in a row.
They only won once. Now. One time they had gone back-to-back, and that was it. And then we found out the hard way, right? That first night we talked about it, they end up losing. And I'm like, you know what? We got to go against the grain now.
Yep.
We got to start talking about them winning because that's where the value is. And then what did they do yesterday?
Oh,
they won.
They put back to back. They won a series.
Back to back, belly to belly. And today, Tone, it's not just a getaway day. It's the first game of the day. It's at 12:10 against the Marlins, which is probably, I would imagine, an education day. They're going to get the kids to go to that ballpark because no one else will.
They're going to try to get the Tom Omansky day. It's back to back to back.
Well, I'm not picking the Rockies today. I'm going to blind. I don't even know who's pitching, and I'm going to pick the Rockies. I'm going to pick the Marlins. I'm picking the Marlins. Going against the Rockies today.
And it's Cal Quantrill.
For who?
Going for Miami.
The Miami Marlins.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Can I change this?
Nope.
Nah, come on. Let me change it.
I shut it down.
Let me change it. I mean, Kyle Freeland ain't that much better. He's 0-8. Well, 0-8 don't matter when you're on a bad team.
Cal has not made it past five innings in a month and a half.
Now, let me see Kyle Freeland. Hold on. This is deep stuff. All right, he went 6 in a loss to the Mets.
Freeland, 0-8 this year.
His ERA is at 5.72. What's his splits? What's he on the road?
He's only 0-4 on the road.
Shoot. All right.
ERA is only 4.29 on that.
I made my decision, and here I am.
Books are closed. Sorry.
All right. I took the Marlins. Let's have a good day for Cal Quantrill. Okay.
All right.
Are you taking the Marlins? What are you taking?
Yeah, I'll take the Marlins.
All right. So am I ahead now? Because I started 100 in the hole. I'm even now. Okay.
Even.
I'm even. All right. So we're even with Owen Sportsbook. I'm trying to get to 1,000.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Good. Very good. We had Zach Mize a lot. Zach was great. The stuff about Travis Bezzana, excellent. Stuff about the lineup, excellent. The Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams conversation, you got to go hear that. 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. Even Zach pushed the free Odyssey app, which was great. But there was something else he said about Tito Francona and the Red situation, because I'm sure not that many people are paying attention. Like, they're doing it on their sports radio down there. They're complaining about Francona, and they don't like Francona. Like, there's people saying that they'd rather have Bell back as their manager than have Tito Francona. Here's Zach Mizel on his thought with Francona managing the Cincinnati Reds.
Part of me like hated talking baseball in this town when Francona was manager in the first half. It was they'd always get off to a slow start and then they turn it around in the second half. Reds fans don't know that yet. Every Tito team gets off to a slow start. But that team's weird. I don't know if that team turns it around. And yeah, I don't know. I still don't really understand why Terry Francona is managing. I asked him a bunch of times in spring training. I think he's addicted to it. It was weird to me that he'd come back after 1 year and go there to a team that just seemed like they were going to be middle of the pack. And I don't know, it seems kind of boring. I'd rather be playing golf in Hawaii like he was.
They're 30-32 to start the season. He wore a Cavaliers shirt in a post game and some people got mad down there. I told you guys, man, when you guys were rooting for the Bengals to win the Super Bowl that year, those River people do not like you. Nothing about you do they like. They hate me too. I'm in it as well. They hate us, guys. They don't. It doesn't matter that. Oh well, we're Cavs fans. Like, there's at least people. I'll tell you this. There's at least people in Pittsburgh who like the Cavs. And they're like, hey, we hate the Browns and all that other stuff. But hey, you know, LeBron's all right and the Cavs are good. They don't have basketball in Cincinnati and they don't like the Cavs. They might hate you more than Pittsburgh does. You mentioned though when he took over for Manny Acta, it was a hero's welcome when he took over for Manny Acta. He was a guy at that time coming off a 2 World Series with the Boston Red Sox. We also thought he was unduly fired by the Boston Red Sox. The chicken and beer in the clubhouse and things like that. And then they went with Bobby Valentine, who was too much of a disciplinarian, blew up on their face. But, you know, we were like, okay, their mistake is our good fortune. And there's also, it's changed so much now where, you remember, Terry's last 2 years, was it the last 2 seasons? He missed time with health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you knew the end was getting closer and closer.
So you took 1 season off and you come back and now, like, I have faith in Terry Francona. He's a good manager. But if you have this young baseball team and they've been pounding it into your heads that this lineup's going to be the next big, if Zach's saying they were telling their fans this lineup's going to be the next big red machine, and you start off slow, and Francona's there, and he's now an older manager, and it's been years since he won a World Series. And it's 2016 was when they were in the World Series with the Indians. It's been nearly a decade now. They probably, are not very thrilled with Tito. I don't think I need to defend Tito Francona. I think his record will defend itself by the end of the year. I agree with Zach.
It's funny to see.
But I'm not surprised by this.
You notice what they're going after him about. It's mostly some of the prehistoric, antiquated baseball stuff that every manager used to cling to back in the 90s and the 2000s, and he's still going with it.
How's their bunting numbers?
Right. Probably two, and even one bunt is too much for the baseball fans of today.
Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Again, Zach was excellent. Both guys were excellent today. Zan Dokic was amazing. I know that they're going to be playing one answer from him on WFAN in New York today. So we will probably have reaction from the Big Apple to something that Dan said in our show coming up tomorrow right here on 92.3 The Fan. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lime, again, go listen to those interviews, 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. Jim Schwartz will talk to the media today. I'm sure we will have reaction to that. OTAs, Browns OTAs are there. Who's going to be doing 11-on-11? Who's going to be throwing? Will it be Shador? The only place to go, 92.3 The Fan for all of it. For the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians. Let's get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.